This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
One of the sectors that's been hit the hardest by the COVID-19 pandemic is the airline industry. Even as activity perks up just a bit, the number of passengers and flights at Austin Bergstrom International Airport are a fraction of what they were this time last year. KUT's Samuel King has more on the turbulence caused by the pandemic.
If you haven't been to the airport in a while, you'll find that some sights are familiar. Passengers rushing to beat final check-in or boarding calls. But other sights are different. Masks are everywhere, and there's a lot more hand sanitizer and cleaning crews. It's something passenger Michael Lynn from Richmond, Virginia has noticed.
They've actually been pretty good about how they handle the separation of the seats, the cleanliness. I feel comfortable.
The same for Teresa Prince, who is heading back to Michigan after visiting her son.
No, I'm not worried about traveling, but it's what it is.
But a lot of people are still reluctant to fly. Mandy McClendon is Communications and Marketing Manager for Austin Bergstrom International Airport.
So right now, we're averaging around about 5,000 outbound passengers each day. On a typical day this time of year, we would usually see around 30,000 outbound passengers.
The traffic decline is impacting the airport financially. It's already had to cut $20 million from its budget this fiscal year. And city manager Spencer Kronk projects revenue for the airport will drop 30% in the upcoming fiscal year. McClendon says fewer travelers at the airport has a ripple effect.
And so, of course, our revenue sources are aeronautical and non-aeronautical. And both of those depend on how many passengers are traveling through our terminal. So that's not only flights, it's also, you know, parking and concessions.
So the slowdown is also impacting people who work at the airport. Unite Here is the union that represents more than 300,000 concessions and hospitality workers across the country. It says almost 96% of its membership at Austin Bergstrom was laid off at one point. Union member Guadalupe Garcia works as a cashier at the airport.
We were already thinking that we're all going to be laid off.
Seniority meant she got to hold on to her job. But as more employees have come back to work, her hours have been cut.
When we started, we were still getting our 40 hours in the beginning. Now it went down to 30. Now I'm down to 28. I'm getting 28 hours a week right now.
Garcia says she doesn't mind, as it keeps her colleagues employed as well. The city council directed the airport to work with concession companies to find ways to preserve jobs. The $58 million in CARES Act funding the airport received can only be used for operating expenses and paying down debt, but the airport has found other solutions. Concessions fees for those companies have been suspended at least through September, providing millions of dollars in relief. The airport is waiving administrative costs for security badges once furloughed employees are rehired. The airport is also exploring how to expand technology that could allow customers to pay for food or retail items through an app and have that delivered to a passenger wherever they are in the airport. Airport leaders say that could help preserve jobs, but Unite Here's Bo Delp says the union wants to make sure workers aren't left behind.
As we explore potential uses of technology, we have to ensure that this technology does not lead to further displacement of airport workers. We have to ensure, and the city must ensure, that as it moves forward with keeping passengers and workers safe, that it is doing so in a way that actually leads to additional jobs.
Uncertainty remains about the aviation industry in the coming months. Some airlines have warned of massive layoffs when CARES Act funding provisions end later this year. But analyst Mike Boyd is optimistic that domestic travel could mostly rebound in Austin by the end of the year. In the meantime, he says airports are still at the mercy of decisions by airlines.
It's very difficult for an airport to plan when the schedule that's published by an airline today might not be there 2 weeks from now, or what they show today is half of what they're going to have 2 weeks from now. It's going to be, it's a balancing game.
Flights to Mexico have resumed at Austin Bergstrom, but flights to Europe are suspended indefinitely. Those flights had been part of the airport's ambitious expansion plans that included a project to double the size of the airport by adding another terminal, which is now on hold. McClendon says even though it may take a few years for traffic to return to where it was in 2019, the 2040 master plan remains in place.
We are confident that Central Texans passengers will want to travel again, and we'll be there and ready to serve them when that happens. And so even if we don't rebound quickly, we know that we will. And at that time, when that happens, we will be ready to move forward with those plans.
So airport leaders are hoping for clear skies after an unknown period of turbulence. Samuel King, KUT News.